sponger, a bucket that contained three lugin of mayim she'uvim, of drawn water. And the sponger of the bucket fell into the mikvah with the water that is contained within them. That three lugin of mayim she'uvim does not passel the mikvah. Even though they fell into a mikvah that has less than 40 saw of rainwater, and the dinah, the three lugin of mayim she'uvim, the fall into a mikvah that does not yet have 40 saw of rainwater, passel the mikvah. But in this case, it would not passel the mikvah, and the Mishnah explains the reason. That what the Chachamim said, that three lugin of mayim she'uvim that fall into a mikvah, passel the mikvah, that's only if the three lugin fell itself into the mikvah without being contained in a kli, that the water itself fell into the mikvah. But in this case, where the water was contained within a sponge or a kli, in such a case, the water itself did not spill into the mikvah. And there's still some water absorbed into the sponge, and there's still some water that's contained within the kli, even though the kli fell into the water, we're talking about a kli that had a small opening, so therefore not all the water actually spilled into the mikvah. So therefore, since not all the water actually spilled into the mikvah, some of it is still contained within the sponge or within the kli, even though the sponge or the kli itself fell into the mikvah, it would not passel the mikvah. A large chest or a large box that is floating on the surface of the sea, and the chest or the box is filled with seawater. You can't immerse a kli that is tummy into the water that's in the chest or the box unless there's an opening in the shader or the teva that connects the water in the shader or the teva to the seawater. That opening has to be at least the size of a shpoferis anode, which we said is a big enough size that you can insert two fingers in there and move them easily. If there's an opening in the shader or the teva that is at least that size, and that way the water inside the shader or the teva is connected to the seawater through this opening, in such a case, the water inside the shader or the teva had the same din as the sea itself, and you would be allowed to immerse a kli that's tummy into the seawater that's inside the shader or the teva. But if it doesn't have an opening that is the size of a shpoferis hanod, then the water inside the shita or the teva does not have the din of the yam, since it's not connected to the water that's in the yam, and you cannot immerse anything in the water that's in the shita or the teva. Rabbi Huda, I'm here, but kli gadol arba tefachim. Uvekatan ruba. Rabbi Huda is more machmir than the Tanakhama. He holds that an opening the size of a shpoferis hanod is not sufficient. According to Rabbi Huda, if the shita or the teva is a large kli, then you would need an opening that is at least 4 tefachim. Only in that way would the water inside the shita or the teva be considered connected to the water that's in the sea, and you would be allowed to be tovel into the water that's in the shita or the teva. And if the shita or the teva is a small kli, then you would need an opening that is rove of the kli, that is most of the kli, in order for the water inside the kli to be considered connected to the hayasako kupa. If it was a sack or a basket that was floating on the surface of the sea, the sack or the basket filled with seawater, in such a case, you can immerse a kli that's coming in the water that's in the sack or the kupa, even without a large opening in the sack or the kupa, because the water inside the sack or the kupa is always considered connected to the seawater. The reason being is, since a sack or a basket has many perforations, so it's always considered connected, as it's connected through the perforation in the sack or the basket, so therefore you don't need any large opening for the water inside the sock of the kupa to have the same din as the seawater. If the basket or the sack was put underneath a pipe, water was streaming down from a pipe into the sack or the basket, and then spilled right out of the sock of the kupa into a mikvah, in such a case, it would not be considered mayim she'uvim, and the water that went through the sock or the kupa and onto the mikvah would not pass the mikvah. The reason being is, since there's so many preparations in the sock or the kupa, the water inside of it is not considered mayim she'uvim. It's not considered drawn water, and would not passel the mikvah. Elad matbilin osan, umalin osan kedarka. You can immerse a sack or a kupa into a mikvah, and when the water collects in the sack or the kupa, you could pick up the sack or the kupa in the normal way, and the water that spilled out from the sack or the kupa after you lifted it up and spilled back into the mikvah is not considered mayim she'uvim, and would not passel the mikvah. And since it has so many preparations, the water inside the sock of the kupa is not mayim she'uvim. So therefore, when the sock of the kupa is floating in the mikvah, and you lift it up, and there's water inside the sock of the kupa, and that water spills back into the mikvah, you don't have to worry that you're passing the mikvah, and that water is not considered mayim she'uvim. as opposed to if there's a regular cleat that's floating in the mikvah, that's filled with water from the mikvah. If you pick it up and then the water spills back into the mikvah, that water is mayim shuvim, because as soon as you pick up that cleat, the water inside that cleat is considered drawn water. So when you pick up that cleat, you'd have to turn it over before you pick it up to make sure you don't pick it up with the water inside of it. But the sock with the kufa is not a regular cleat since it has so many preparations, so therefore you don't have to worry how you pick it up. You can pick it up in the regular way, and even when the water spills back to the mikvah, it's not considered mayim shuvim.